Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 14th of October 2024. Essence: sweet children, hear no evil. You are sitting here in the company of the truth. You must not go into the bad company of Maya. By being influenced by bad company, you choke with doubts. Question: why can no human being at this time be called spiritual? Answer: because all are body conscious. How can those who are body conscious be called spiritual? Only the one incorporeal Father is the spiritual Father. Only he gives you teachings to become soul conscious. The title, the Supreme, can only be given to the Father. No one apart from the Father can be called the Supreme. Om Shanti. When you children sit here, you know that Baba is your Baba, teacher, and Satguru. There is a need for all three. First is the Father, then the teacher who teaches you, and then at the end there is the Guru. Here you have to have remembrance in this way, because this is something new. He is also the unlimited Father. Unlimited means he belongs to everyone. Anyone who comes here would be told, keep this in your awareness. If any of you have doubts about this, raise your hands. This is something wonderful. For birth after birth, you never found anyone whom you would consider to be your father, teacher, and Satguru, and that too the Supreme. He is the unlimited Father, the unlimited teacher, and the unlimited Satguru. Did you ever find anyone like that? You cannot find anyone like that at any time other than at this most auspicious confluence age. If any of you have doubts about this, you can raise your hands. The intellect of everyone sitting here has this faith. These three are the main ones. The unlimited Father gives you this unlimited knowledge. There is just this unlimited knowledge. You have been studying many types of limited knowledge. Some become lawyers, some become surgeons, because all are needed here. Doctors, lawyers, judges, etc. There is no need for them there. There is no question of sorrow there. So the Father now sits here and gives you children unlimited teachings. Only the unlimited Father gives you unlimited teachings, and you will then not need to study anything for half a cycle. You receive these teachings only once. That is, they are fruitful. That is, you receive the fruit of them for 21 births. Doctors, barristers, judges, etc. do not exist there. You have the faith that it truly is like this. There is no sorrow there. There is no suffering of karma there. The Father sits here and explains to you the philosophy of karma. Do those people who relate the Gita tell you this? The Father says, I teach you children Raja Yoga. They have written God Sri Krishna speaks in that. But he is a human being with divine virtues. No one uses the name Shiv Baba. He doesn't have any other name. The father says, I take this body on loan. This body, this building, does not belong to me. It is this one's building. It has windows, etc. So the father explains, I am your unlimited father, that is, I am the father of all souls. I also teach you souls. He is called the spiritual father. No one else can be called a spiritual father. Here you children know that that one is the unlimited father. A spiritual conference is now taking place. In fact, this is not a spiritual conference. They are not truly spiritual. They are body conscious. The father says, Children, may you be soul conscious. Renounce the arrogance of bodies. They would not be able to say that to anyone. The word spiritual is only used now. Previously, they just used to call them religious conferences. No one understands the meaning of spiritual. The spiritual father means the incorporeal father. You souls are spiritual children. The spiritual father comes and teaches you. No one else can have this understanding. The Father himself sits here and tells you who he is. This is not mentioned in the Gita. I am giving you unlimited teachings. There is no need there for lawyers, judges, surgeons, etc., because there is nothing but happiness there. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. Here there is no name or trace of happiness. It is said to have disappeared. They believe that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. They only have a little happiness, and so how could they give this knowledge of unlimited happiness? Previously, when it was the kingdom of deities, there was 100% truth, whereas now there is only falsehood. This knowledge is unlimited. You know that this is the human world tree, and that I am its seed. He has all the knowledge of the tree. People do not have this knowledge. I am the living seed. People call me the ocean of knowledge. You receive liberation and salvation in a second through this knowledge. I am the Father of all. By recognizing me, you children receive the inheritance. However, there is the kingdom too. There are many number-wise levels of status in heaven too. The Father teaches the same study, but those who are studying it are number-wise. There is no need for any other study in this. There is no one ill there. They don't study for an income worth a few pennies. You take from here the unlimited inheritance with you. There, you won't know how someone gave you that status. Only at this time do you understand this. You have been studying limited knowledge, and you have now recognized and come to know the one who teaches you this unlimited knowledge. You know that the Father is the Father as well as the teacher who comes and teaches us. He is the supreme teacher and he teaches Raja Yoga. He is also the true Sat Guru. This is unlimited Raja Yoga. Those people would only teach you how to become a barrister or a doctor, because this is the world of sorrow. All of those studies are limited, whereas this is an unlimited study. The Father is teaching you this unlimited study. You also know that Father, Teacher and Satguru comes every cycle and that he teaches the same study for the golden and silver ages. Then he disappears. Your reward of happiness comes to an end according to the drama. This unlimited Father sits here and explains to you. Only he is called the purifier. Would you say to Sri Krishna, "You are the mother and father," or the purifier? There is the difference of day and night between the status of this one, Krishna, and that one. The Father now says, "By recognizing me, you can attain liberation in life in a second. If Sri Krishna were God, anyone would instantly be able to recognize him." The birth of Sri Krishna is not remembered as a divine and alaukic birth. He takes birth just through purity. The Father does not emerge from anyone's womb. He says, "Sweetest spiritual children, it is spirits that study. All good and bad sanskars remain in each soul. Souls perform actions and they receive bodies accordingly. Some experience a lot of sorrow. Some are one-eyed and some are deaf. It would be said that they must have performed such actions in the past, and that is the fruit of them. It would be said that they must have performed such actions in the past, and that is the fruit of them. A soul receives a diseased body, etc., according to the actions that soul performed. You children now know that it is God the Father who is teaching you. God is the teacher. God is the preceptor. He is called God Paramatma, and that means God the Supreme Soul. Brahma cannot be called the Supreme. The Supreme means the highest on high, the purest of all. Everyone has a different status. No one else can receive the status of Sri Krishna. No one else would be given the status of Prime Minister. The Father's status too is different from that of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are deities, whereas Shiva is the Supreme Soul. How can they put the two of them together and speak of Shiva Shankar? Each is separate. Because of not understanding this, they say that Shiva and Shankar are one. They even give such names to people. The Father himself comes and explains all of these things. You know that one is Baba, the teacher, and the Sat Guru. Every human being has a father, a teacher, and a guru. When they become old, they adopt gurus. Nowadays, children are made to adopt gurus because they believe that if the child doesn't have a guru, there would be disobedience. Previously, people used to adopt gurus after the age of 60, the stage of retirement. Nirvana means beyond sound, the sweet silence home, and you have been making effort for half a cycle to go there. However, if no one knows about it, no one can go there. How can they show the path to anyone else? No one apart from the one can show you this path. Not everyone's intellect is the same. Some simply listen to religious stories, but there is no benefit in those. There is no progress. You are now becoming flowers of the garden. You became thorns from flowers, and the Father is now making you into flowers from thorns. You were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. From being Sattopradhan, you became Tamopradhan and impure while taking 84 births. The Father has explained the picture of the ladder to you. No one knows how you now become pure from impure. People sing, O Purifier, come! Come and make us pure. In that case, why do they consider river water and the ocean to be the purifier and go and bathe in that? They call the Ganges the purifier, but where did rivers emerge from? They all emerged from the ocean. All of them are the children of the ocean. So, everything has to be understood very clearly. You children sitting here are in the company of the truth. When you go into bad company outside, they tell you wrong things and you then forget all of these things. By going into bad company, you begin to choke. It is then that you know about doubts. However, these things should not be forgotten. Our Baba is the unlimited Baba, the teacher, and he also takes us across. You have come here with this faith. All the rest is worldly education and worldly languages. This is alaukik. The Father says, my birth too is alaukik. I take a body on loan. I take an old shoe. This is the oldest of the old. This is the oldest shoe. The body that the Father has taken is called a long boot. This is such an easy thing. This is not something to be forgotten. However, Maya even makes you forget such easy things. The Father is the Father. He also gives unlimited teachings that no one else can give. The Father says, you may go outside and see if you receive them anywhere else. All are human beings. They cannot give this knowledge. God only takes the one chariot, which is called the lucky chariot. The Father enters this in order to make you multi-million times fortunate. He is the closest bead. Brahma then becomes Vishnu. Shiv Baba makes this one that, and he also makes you into the masters of the world through this one. The land of Vishnu is being established. This is called Raja Yoga to establish a kingdom. Everyone here is listening, but Baba knows that it flows away out of the ears of many, whereas some are able to imbibe it and then relate it to others. They are called Maharatis. They listen to it and imbibe it, and then also explain it to others with interest. If the person explaining is a Maharati, others will quickly understand. They will understand less from a horse rider and even less from a foot soldier. The father knows who the Maharatis are and who the horse riders are. There is no question of becoming confused about this. However, Baba sees that some children continue to become confused and then continue to nod off. They sit with their eyes closed. Would someone nod off while earning an income? If you continue to nod off, how would you be able to imbibe this? If someone yawns, Baba understands that he is tired. There can never be tiredness in earning an income. Yawning is a sign of unhappiness. Those who continue to choke inside about something or other will yawn a lot. You are now sitting in the father's home. This is also a family. He becomes the teacher and also the guru to show you the path. You are called Master Gurus. Therefore, each of you should now become a right hand of the Father, so that you can benefit many others. In all other businesses, there is some loss, whereas you change from an ordinary human into Narayan without any loss. Everyone's earnings are finished. Only the Father teaches you the business of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. So then, which study should you follow? Those who have a lot of wealth think that heaven is here. Did Bapu Gandhiji establish the kingdom of Rama? Oh, it is the same Tamopradhan world, and sorrow continues to increase even more. How could this be called the kingdom of Rama? People have become so senseless. Those who are senseless are said to be Tamopradhan. Those who are sensible are Satopradhan. This cycle continues to turn. There is nothing to ask the Father about in this. It is the Father's duty to give you this knowledge of the Creator and creation, and he continues to do that. He continues to explain everything in the Murlis. You receive a response to everything. So, what else would you ask? No one except the Father can explain. So how can you ask about anything? You can write on a board, "Come inside and understand how to become ever healthy and ever wealthy for 21 births." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Listen very carefully to what the Father says and imbibe it. Have an interest in relating it to others. Do not just hear it with one ear and let it out of the other. Never yawn at the time of earning an income. 2. Become a right hand of the Father and benefit many others. Do the business of becoming Narayan and making others into Narayan from ordinary human beings. Blessing, may you stop listening to wasteful news and increasing your interest in it, and put a full stop and thereby become free from following the dictates of others. While moving along, some children mix Srimat with the dictates of other souls, so that when a Brahmin is relating news of the world, they listen to it with a lot of interest. You are unable to do anything about that, and yet you listen to it. So that news goes into your intellect, and time is then wasted. Therefore, the Father's instructions are, hear, but do not hear. Even if someone comes and tells you something, just put a full stop. Whatever you heard about someone, do not have any feelings of dislike in your vision or in your thoughts for that person. You would then be said to be free from the dictates of others. Slogan: limited sanskars cannot emerge in the hearts of those with big hearts, even in their dreams. Om Shanti.